Welcome back to the Real Madrid podcast. Now, deadline day passed without any major deals being accomplished, which was expected, but Real Madrid enter the weekend having comfortably beaten Girona 3-0 to advance to the semi-final of the Copa del Rey. And Solari could barely conceal his joy after another two goals from Karim Benzema. And with those goals, he became the sixth highest scorer in Real Madrid history, overtaking the Mexican legend Hugo Sanchez. In summing up what's been a great week for Benzema, Solari said, "I'm sorry for the people who only discovered Benzema in the last week." And he had a message as well for all those who think that Madrid will meekly surrender in La Liga and concentrate on the cups. "We will fight on all fronts in every competition. I know it and the players know it. This is Madrid and Madrid never give up." Well, Benzema's 209 goals, 136 in La Liga, 47 in Champions League, 20 now in the Copa del Rey, 3 in the Club World Cup, 2 in the Spanish Super Cup, and 1 in the European Super Cup. Dani Ceballos, frustrated and angry just days ago after being left out of the team, he got some game time yesterday, and he struck a more conciliatory tone after match as well. "Every minute," he said, "in this shirt is important to me. Every player would love to wear this shirt." And to round off the night, there was also a goal on his birthday for Marcos Llorente. Navas was back after the match. He was speaking as well. He said, "My situation has changed. I must be mentally strong. I always have to be prepared for whenever I'm called. It's not easy to play once a month, but I will always be ready whenever the phone rings." Elsewhere, there is more on Davinson Sanchez's situation at Tottenham and his alleged unhappiness there. Madrid believe his value to be around 40 million, which compared to Koulibaly at 100 million, De Ligt at 80, Skriniar also at 80. Well, he looks almost a bargain, but there is a catch, a contract that runs at Tottenham until 2024 to negotiate. So whilst the value may well be 40 million, the sale price will be at least double that, and then it isn't exactly looking the greatest bargain. The Bale return to Tottenham story is appearing again, with the media view that Spurs will find it nigh on impossible to hold on to Harry Kane. So Madrid want a deal, and they want to offer 30 million in cash and give Tottenham back Bale, which probably won't even elicit a response from Tottenham, who value him at 250 million. Now, the first of many James Rodriguez stories over the last few days, and Barcelona's name has popped up again. There are admirers of the Colombian in Barcelona. 50 million is a figure put on their interest in buying. Jorge Mendes, though, knows that whilst that figure may be the fee to every other club in the world, when it comes to Barcelona, it's almost certain to be significantly in advance of that. And Karl-Heinz Rummenigge has come out over the last 24 hours to heap praise on the Colombian international. He said, "He's a great player, perhaps the best left foot in Bundesliga, and I am a big fan. In the end, though, a decision on his future is taken on what is best for the club." Arsenal, Juventus and Napoli still his best hope of a move away. Now, Madrid's interest in Marcus Rashford has not waned either. They're watching the situation very carefully as well, as United wait for his signature on an extended contract. Any sign of hesitation from Rashford in committing at United and Madrid are going to follow up with an offer in the region of 110 million in the summer. Now, with Isco having one foot out of the door at Bernabeu, replacements are being sought, and a return to the club for a player who left in 2011 could be on the cards. 26-year-old Pablo Sarabia, who's in his third season at Sevilla, his contract ends in 2020, another impressive season as well this season, 8 goals and 7 assists in 20 games, and remember, a termination clause of just 18 million. Make this look like it could be one of the deals of the summer. Now, with all these successes of late, with the upturn in fortunes at the club, little has been spoken about who will be in charge next season. No speculation, no stories, no headlines. All we've seen and heard of late, is a growing admiration of Solari from Perez. But in the last few days, the list, which we've spoken about many times before, has shortened. Off the list goes Pochettino. Recent exits for Tottenham in the Cups in England have put question marks over his ability to deliver for Madrid. But remaining steady as the number one choice for next season is Massimo Allegri, who is expected to leave this summer with Zidane taking over. Now, this will seem almost unreal to some. A story emerging over the last 24 hours about dressing room discord beginning to emerge relating to salaries. And it's all to do with the potential arrival of Eden Hazard and his alleged 16 million offer per season. And that places him immediately as the very highest earning players at Real Madrid. And that in turn has upset Modric, Benzema and Ramos, who believe that their salaries should be increased in line. As the media have been digesting recent performances and the upturn in form from Real Madrid, the focus has shifted from Benzema and Vinicius to Luka Modric, who is now back to something close to his very best form. Now, reasons why? Well, apart from clear fatigue in the early months of the season, Solari, he said, has encouraged him to express himself more, to play with more freedom and not fear, and to be more selfish in and around the penalty area. And in the match against Sevilla, in particular, his contributions are the best of the season so far, 66 passes in the opposition half and 8 crosses overall. His average up to that point at 38-2, plus, of course, 3 goals in 7 games. The message then from Solari to Modric: keep calm, carry on, more of the same. Now, Sarri's comments on Eden Hazard made interesting reading for some in Spain. If Hazard wants to leave, then he must go. This was before the 4-0 hammering Chelsea took against Bournemouth in Premier League. It's clear that if Sarri perhaps had the choice, he would prefer to be without him and to have a focused squad, as opposed to what he has now, which is a squad with one player who, despite his obvious talents on the pitch, is a focus for almost global media attention, and it is clearly irritating Sarri. Now, first, we had the Osbournes, a candid look at the life of one of rock music's most famous families. Dysfunctional or not, it made great entertainment for some, as we digested the antics of Ozzy, Sharon and the kids on a weekly basis. And since then, there have been many who've tried to imitate that template, but we've never really had a fly on the wall with a single footballer until now. Be prepared. And probably be very afraid if he takes you for a trip inside his wardrobe as well, as Amazon Prime are planning to release 8 half-hour episodes of Life with Sergio Ramos, which will cover his life both inside and outside of Real Madrid. The series is currently in production and will air later in 2019. And staying with Ramos, 14 goals now he's scored so far this season, which is more than Lukaku, Zeko, Firmino, Falcao, Morata and Higuain. Gareth Bale's record in a white shirt has again come under scrutiny this week as he emerges from yet another injury. It's 22 injuries now that he's suffered since his arrival in 2013. He's played 213 of 328 games, missing then in 115 matches, 90 games he missed due to injury. Now, they calculate that he has lost over 200 hours of play. His average minutes of play since he arrived, well, 57% of games. And as far as his future is concerned, well, that still remains clouded. Perez has made it clear to all who were interested in Ashraf Hakimi that he is going nowhere and is not for sale at any price. The player currently on loan at Borussia Dortmund looks like he might end the season as well with a Bundesliga title if they maintain their form. And the left-sided defender will be back in Madrid this summer with an eye on a first-team breakthrough for next season. He's made 9 appearances with the first team in 2017-2018, scoring twice against Sevilla and Vigo. And it could be, of course, a very busy summer as well for him, because he's sure to be involved in the Africa Cup of Nations with Morocco in Egypt. Now, back to the striker hunt for next season and how Benfica must be kicking themselves. Usually, the Portuguese clubs are diligent in signing anything that can kick a ball on a contract with huge release fees. Not so Luka Jovic, a potential target of Real Madrid and a slew of other clubs. However, after 21 goals in 39 games in Bundesliga with Eintracht Frankfurt, they are to exercise their option to buy for 5 million euro. Then there is the possibility they could basically flip him onto Madrid or Barcelona for around 50 million. Not a bad day's business. Now, as we said earlier, lots of stories about James Rodriguez this week, and with all the big name clubs he would like to be associated with showing little interest apart from Arsenal in actually making an offer and signing him, an offer arrived in the last 24 hours from Italy. However, it wasn't from any of the top 6 clubs. Instead, it came from Gasperini's Atalanta. Yes, the very same who beat Juve 3-0 in the Coppa d'Italia this week. The response was swift, ridiculous, and humiliating, it said, to expect a player of his calibre to be interested in such a club. Well, Gareth Bale's agent has been vocal over the last few days as well, denouncing what he calls a smear campaign against his client. He has suffered these campaigns. The treatment from the press has been very unpleasant, and jealousy, I'm sure, has played an obvious part. Gareth, he said, has always been respectful of the fans, even on the occasions when the fans have been angry with him, perhaps unfairly so. But now, he said, the fans have realised that they were wrong. He is a superstar at the height of his talent in Madrid. Not quite sure some of the fans would actually agree with all of those comments. Time, of course, will tell how long he has left at Real Madrid. More stories emerging too about the immediate future of Brahim Diaz, signed just weeks ago from Manchester City. Solari is not going to be using him in the weeks to come, with Bale back, Vinicius and Asensio all in front of him. And of course, there's Isco there as well. He had said will be allowed out on loan, Celta Vigo, Vallecano, Valladolid, all possible venues. River Plate have, over the last 24 hours, given Madrid a deadline to finalise the deal for Ezequiel Palacios, or the deal is off, and they will aim to conclude a deal with the other interested parties, most notably Inter Milan. Toni Kroos was on record in Germany talking about the season so far. "We gave away too many points in the first half of the season," he said, "but every win now is giving the team huge self-confidence. We've not stopped working this season to put things right. The fire is still within us, and we do believe we can win something. You can see as well that some of the players are in a much better condition than they were earlier in the season." On the future, he said, "I'm still enjoying life here in Madrid." He continued by saying, "You have to know how to deal with failures as well and take something from it. It helps you live with the success when it comes." Didn't go unnoticed that a player who had been on Madrid's radar for months now, but who decided to go elsewhere, had a dream debut in the Cup. Krzysztof Piątek, who'd been in Italy for just half a season when he upped and left Genoa for Milan after 13 goals in 19. And what a start he's made as well, with a double in the 2-0 victory over Napoli in the Cup. Now, Dani Ceballos was making headlines earlier on in the week after his frustration boiled over after he was left out of the weekend fixture. There was subsequent conversations with Solari, And it was said that his fall had to do with his attitude to authority. Similar problem to Isco's. And if he wasn't careful, he could end up in the same situation as Isco. And staying with Isco, it's well known that Guardiola would like to have him at Manchester City, and that Mikel Arteta spoke to the player to gauge his interest. It now transpires that an offer was put to Madrid of $50 million, which got a rather stinging rebuke from Perez. Vinicius is being seen and heard on a more regular basis on television and in the media as he grows used to his new surroundings. And when asked who he would most like to play alongside in an interview, his reply, not surprising perhaps. With Real Madrid, he said, or the national team, I want to play with Neymar. I want to play alongside him. He's been close to me since I was a child, first of all when I was at Santos. And then he was asked if there were one player that he would bring to Madrid. No surprise again, the answer was Neymar. Expect more of this, of course, over the coming months as the machine rolls into action, as they try whatever means possible to try and tempt Neymar to sign for Madrid this summer. Now, Mariano has been seen back in action on the training pitch. This was earlier in the week after overcoming, he hopes, this sciatic nerve injury that has kept him sidelined. He was seen scoring a back-heeled goal on the training pitch. And he desperate, remember, to get back into contention, made only one start and four substitute appearances since his summer move from Lyon. Luis Enrique this week has been talking about Isco, who's now in danger of losing his international place as well. I don't know if I will call him up, he said. We treat each case individually. I would prefer him to play more football, but a decision has not yet been made. Now, also getting a lot of coverage earlier on in the week, the players all out together on Monday night at Danny Garcia's Bibo restaurant in Madrid. The get-together, a byproduct of this turnaround in form of late. Lots of smiling faces, of course, and the many Instagram posts of the night. As for what they ate, well, as befits a Michelin-starred chef, one which attracts the glitterati not only of Madrid, the menu offered a mouth-watering selection of food from fresh oysters seasoned with green gazpacho and ginger. And of course, don't forget the almadraba tuna, another popular choice sitting alongside the Galician beef loin. Now, Real Madrid preparing to lock horns with Barcelona again as they seek to sign one of Europe's outstanding young talents. His name is Dani Olmo, a current under-21 international of Spain who's been with Dynamo Zagreb since 2014, coming through the B team. He's made 59 first-team appearances, scoring 11 goals for the Croatian league leaders, 2 goals and 7 assists this season. His contract runs until 2020, and the first salvos have already been fired. Barcelona offering $25 million, with Madrid offering $26 million. Now, they do love a poll. As we know, in the media, in Madrid, in this week's early week offering was who should start on the bench for the next league game, Bale, Vasquez, or Vinicius? And there was a resounding result as well. Gareth Bale, 54.1% of the vote. Vinicius, just 8.9%. Back on the transfer front, Marquinhos' name is back to the fore as well after another 2 goals were conceded at Espanyol last week. It takes it to 26 goals against this season. You've got to go down to Levante in 10th before you find a team who's conceded more. And with a price of around $80 million, he is affordable. And finally today, we conclude with the news that as well as the Liga meeting on March the 2nd, Real Madrid and Barcelona can look forward to 2 more meetings as they've been paired together in the semi-final of the Copa del Rey. Well, that's it for now. We'll be back on Monday with a review of the weekend. Until then, enjoy the game against Alaves. From me, Tim Capel. Bye-bye.